Have the Green Bay Packers actually gotten better in places they were bad last season? Plus, if Jordan Love is even just solid this season, how many other teams have a quarterback receiver combo in the same phase in their development that have the kind of potential Jordan Love and Christian Watson do? We talk about all of that and more on today's show.
Caught by Watson.
You are Locked On Packers.
He's got great speed.
Your daily Green Bay Packers podcast.
Christian Watson down the sideline.
Locked On Podcast Network.
And he will score.
Your team every day.
You are Locked On Packers, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. I'm Peter Bukowski, and I cover the Packers for The Leap, a newsletter I would love for you to subscribe to. Follow me on Twitter, Peter_Bukowski. Follow the podcast on Twitter, Locked On Packers. Like us on Facebook. Subscribe to the podcast. iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts, wherever you find podcasts, you will find Locked On Packers, the number one Packers podcast on the internet. And the show for fans who know what happened, they want to know why and how. Thanks to everyone who makes Locked On Packers their first listen every day. We hope you like starting your day with us as much as we like starting our day with you. And today's episode brought to you by our friends at FanDuel. Right now, you've heard about our No Sweat First Bet promotion. Well, right now, it's not just $1,000 No Sweat First Bet. It is up to $2,500 on a no sweat first bet. Go to FanDuel.com/lockedon to learn more. So about two, 3 weeks ago, we did a story. I did a story, but we did a show about how the things that the Packers were good at last year, like good at, not just fine at, it's okay at, good at, they are set up to be just as good, if not better, at this season. And part of that is because, you know, for example, the passing offense was fine. It was mid. It probably is going to get a little worse. But the running game, which was really good, is probably also going to once again be really good. The run defense is bad, but the passing defense for the Packers, good. Probably going to be just as good, if not better. We're going to flip that around. What about the things that they are bad at? Did they improve them? Okay. So I'm actually going to start with the last part of this because it's the most obvious one that you're going to say. And I don't think it makes sense to start with it. So according to DVOA, defense adjusted value over average, one of my favorite stats, the Packers were 30th in second level defense. That means linebackers, box safeties. They used a first round pick on Quay Walker. They have an all-pro player in Devondre Campbell. Year two, you would expect the Quay Walker jump. And I think even if Devondre Campbell isn't going to be an all-pro, which this stuff is volatile, especially on defense. We know even the best players year to year defensively, especially in coverage, in the secondary, in the back seven, that stuff is just not particularly consistent. The linebacker room was not good last year after it was terrific in 2021. We can expect incremental improvement from Quay Walker and just a little bit of regression. I thought Devondre Campbell was worse last year than he was, even at times in places like Atlanta. Part of that is he was hurt. Part of that is he's got to babysit Quay Walker. And those are not issues that he theoretically has to deal with upcoming. So I think we can reasonably expect them to be a little bit better. That helps. Two key stats that we're going to talk a little bit more about. The Packers were 31st in run defense DVOA. We are going to talk more about the run defense. And 32nd, there are 32 teams in the NFL, 32nd in adjusted line yards. In other words, teams dictated the line of scrimmage to the Packers more and more often than any other team in the league last year. getting better second level defense, guys reading and reacting, firing their guns, playing in their gaps, all of that stuff. Getting better linebacker play is going to improve both the run defense and that adjusted line yards issue. Now, there were two problems with the offense that don't make any sense, and I think we'll just naturally regress. And in this case, I mean regress back to the mean. The Packers were 32nd in goal to go offense last year. They, inside the 10-yard line, were just so bad. This is after, in 2020, they're like building a statue to Nathaniel Hackett. The gold zone, they were unstoppable inside the red zone. Well, that was probably going to regress to the mean too. And it did. But this is not a 32nd goal to go offense, not by offensive line, not by quarterback play, not by running back room, not by play call. It was just a weird situation. And I just don't expect that to continue, because they're just not that bad. Like, this is an outlier situation. This is why we have outlier. Like, that's why the stat exists. That's why the idea of an outlier exists, because it's just not going to happen again in all likelihood. This is a close cousin of the Packers being 25th on third and fourth and short in DVOA last year. Some of that is their lack of desire to run the ball. Some of that is Aaron Rodgers wanting to throw the ball, despite the fact that they didn't quite have the receivers to go win. If it's third and four, you got to get a bucket. Maybe you'd rather have Aaron Jones running the ball to set up a fourth and short. But if you have a quarterback who doesn't want a QB sneak, that creates issues. The Packers were 27th in DVOA on all third and fourth downs last year. Third and fourth downs, they were 27th. And they were 29th on third and fourth and middle, but not third and fourth and long, which is weird. That part of this makes me think this stuff is just going to creep. It's going to creep back to the center. It's going to creep back to the mean. Now, you know, there's a reason the Chiefs were first in those situations, third and fourth and long and third and fourth overall. All plays, they were first in DVOA. On first down, they were first. That's just how this is going to work. When you are that bad, you look at a team like Miami. Third and fourth and short, they're 31st in DVOA. Third and fourth and middle, they're first. That just doesn't make any sense. Like, that is not something foundational about the team that makes you go, well, there's something wrong with them. So if you're on third and fourth and short doing poorly, but on second and short, for example, where the Packers were third in DVOA, that tells me this is not a structural issue. This was a weird, anomalous sort of statistical problem. The Packers 11th overall in DVOA on offense. Those small things are just anomalous. Probably not going to happen again. Now, the thing that I think, if you're a Packers fan, you're going to be most concerned about is the run defense. 31st in run defense DVOA and 32nd in adjusted line yards. And you go, Jerron Reed, out the door. Dean Lowry, out the door. The hope is, and at this point, it's just a hope, it's just a theory, you get more play from Devontae Wyatt, who, in a limited sample size, just better than Dean Lowry, just better than Jerron Reed. I think that is something. There's something there. Did they add players? Well, in the draft, Kobe Wooden, Carl Brooks, but those players really more profile as pass rushers. Now, I do think it's worth mentioning, if you're going to play some of these penny fronts, you're going to play a bunch of these sort of penetrating three technique looks. I understand if you're trying to create some splash plays, some negative plays, to just say, look, down to down, play to play, it doesn't really make sense from an analytical standpoint to focus assets and resources on trying to stop the run. I'm sympathetic to that cause. Get all these guys who can rush the passer and go figure it out. I think that's a smart idea. Let's not forget TJ Slayton, who is, you know, I think done some nice things. This Packers defense can be better. Did they add, Snacks Harrison in his prime? No. Did they add 1996 Gilbert Brown to solidify this defense? No. But that's okay. Some of the things they did the worst: goal-to-goal offense, third and short offense, that kind of stuff, that's going to regress. They didn't have to do anything to be better there. They have the foundation of a team that can just be better there. Second-level defense, with the investments they've made at linebacker, if Quay Walker can take an incremental step forward, they're just going to be better there, and that's going to improve the rush defense and the adjusted line yards. The question then is, what about the investments that have been previously made? And I've made this case before that 2023 is going to be more about the guys from 2022 and 2021 as we head into this season, because it's going to be year two. Quay Walker takes a little bit of a jump. Devontae Wyatt takes a little bit of a jump, and he ends up playing 70% of snaps or 60% of snaps, whatever you want to say. Colby Wooden gets some more run. Carl Brooks gets some more run. They make some plays. Whether they can always hold up against duo in some of these power runs, we'll see. But can they create enough negatives that all of a sudden a second and eight run becomes third and 12? Whereas, okay, on second and six, you give up six, and now you create a new set of downs. Okay, now you restart the clock. But if on second and eight, now it's third and 10, now you've balanced that out. And can you, over the course of the season, make sure that those things are balancing each other out? I don't know. We're going to see. All right, I want to talk about Jordan Love and Christian Watson. I want to talk about some fun stuff, some sexy stuff. But before we do that, let's talk about our friends at FanDuel. Also some sexy stuff, to be honest. Make a fast break to FanDuel during the NBA playoffs, because right now, new customers get a no-sweat first bet up to $2,500. It used to be $1,000. No-sweat first bet up to $1,000. Now it's $2,500 back in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. There's great promotions every day. It's a safe and secure app. You get paid instantly when you want your money out. Let me just tell you about some of the things I have on my tickets. Packers over wins. 7.5, easy money. Packers plus 410, I got the number at on FanDuel. It is shortened up to win the NFC North. Packers to make the playoffs. I've got the under on the Lions. I've got the under on the Bears. If I don't have the under on the Bears, I'm going to go bet it right now. I'm going to go double check as soon as we're done with this. I have the under on the Jets just because. Just vibes. And I feel really good about it. Visit FanDuel.com right now. Visit FanDuel.com/lockedon. Even better, to get a no sweat first bet up to $2,500. I'm going to have to get used to saying that, because, man, that's a lot more money. $2,500 is a lot more than $1,000. That's FanDuel.com/lockedon. FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. And thanks to everyone who makes Locked On Packers their first listen every day. Every day or tomorrow on the show, we've got Trevor Sikkema talking Christian Watson. We're going to talk about Christian Watson in a little bit. But we're very excited here to get Trevor back on, former Locked On friend. And it's just, I'm really excited to talk about Christian Watson, because I think he is poised for an absolute star turn coming up this season. So I had this idea. I was looking around at the landscape and I was thinking about what the Packers could be with Christian Watson and Jordan Love. And the reason I was thinking about it was because I was looking at the Bengals. Joe Burrow with Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins. And I said, you know, aside from Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase, who are the duos, young duos, who are on the same track? And one of the reasons I was thinking about that was Aaron Rodgers did this with James Jones. He did this with Jordy Nelson. He did this in a way with Randall Cobb. He was a little bit more established. And I think if I were doing this experiment now or this thought exercise now, I would say, nah, Randall Cobb doesn't count. Who are the teams that have a young, promising quarterback and a young, promising receiver? And we're talking about two guys who could be or are stars in the NFL, but are on the same sort of part of their trajectory. Not the same trajectory necessarily, but the same part of an upward trajectory where you're going, okay, these two can grow together to become really good. I think Rodgers and Jordy is the best Packers example. And just so we're, you know, all on the same page here, Jordan Love has to show a lot more than Christian Watson does to be in this conversation. Jordan Love has not shown enough to be in the kinds of conversations we're talking about with some of these other players. Tua and Jalen Waddle is another great example. Jalen Hurts and Devontae Smith is another great example. But the question that I was asking is, you know, Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase, I think, is the best example. My buddy Jake Liskow from Locked On Bengals made the joke. It's not even really a joke. It's true that Joe Burrow and T. Higgins is another best example, and he's right about that. But for example, Justin Herbert and Mike Williams. Well, Mike Williams was good before Justin Herbert got there. So they're not really on the same sort of trajectory. They're not on this parallel track moving upward. And that's true for a lot of the names that I got, like CeeDee Lamb and Dak Prescott. They're both young-ish players. And they're actually pretty close on their trajectory. But like CeeDee Lamb is from the 2020 draft. Dak Prescott's from the 2016 draft. Pretty big difference there in age. Justin Herbert and Quentin Johnston. Like Justin Herbert was, as a rookie, a Pro Bowl caliber quarterback. So we're not thinking of quite the same players. And I went back and I was looking at the 538 metrics, the receiver metrics that they put together. And I think you can make the case that someone like George Pickens and Kenny Pickett belong on this list. Whether or not you think Kenny Pickett is, you know, due for some vertiginous growth, I don't. But they belong on this list because I think Kenny Pickett made legitimate strides as a rookie. George Pickens is really talented. And they could put something together like this. Christian Watson was 21st in the overall receiver rating. Christian Watson is not the guy that I'm concerned about. I'm concerned, but he's not the guy that I'm like, oh, can he do it? It's Jordan Love. But if Jordan Love, we're assuming in this scenario, Jordan Love is solid. He's Daniel Jones. Well, then you have, in this case, like Richie James was 26th in this metric, ahead of people like Drake London, DK Metcalf, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Cooper Kupp. Richie James had a nice season. Like Richie James and Daniel Jones, that would have been a really nice combination. Now that's not going to be a thing moving forward because, you know, Richie James doesn't play for the Giants anymore. So that's part of the problem. When you look around the league, there just aren't that many other teams that have the kind of connection and potential upside that the Packers have. That's really why I wanted to bring this up. Because what Jordan Love and Christian Watson can be is top level kind of stuff. Like I think you can look at Desmond Ridder and Drake London, Desmond Ridder and Kyle Pitts. Desmond Ridder's got to show some more. I don't think Desmond Ridder has the talent profile that Jordan Love does, which is why he's not on this list. Like, I think if you're being you know, if you're going to keep it a buck here, Justin Fields and Darnell Mooney probably belong on this list. Now, Darnell Mooney has shown a little bit more. Justin Fields needs to show a lot more. And he's, you know, in this case, when we're talking about the hypothetical, Jordan Love has not played as much. But I think in this case, it plays to his favor in terms of the projection because Justin Fields has shown a lot more that's troubling. He's shown a lot more that makes you worry about what he can be and what the development arc is for him. Whereas Jordan Love, you're seeing these bits, these flashes, and he just looks better in those flashes in terms of the improvement that's being made. How real is that? We're going to have to see. There's a lot that still has to be decided there, but we're just in this hypothetical, we're kind of taking that for granted that he's fine, that he's Jimmy Garoppolo, that he is somewhere in that middle tier of quarterbacks, somewhere between the 12th and 20th best quarterback in the league. If that's the case, and Christian Watson, you know, again, Christian Watson, 21st by these numbers. The guys ahead of him, guys like Amari Cooper, Keenan Allen, Mike Williams, Terry McLaurin, Jamar Chase, like they're the best of the best receivers in the league. The guys that are ahead of him, Stephon Diggs, Deontay Johnson, Brandon Ayuk, T. Higgins, rookies like Chris Olave and Garrett Wilson. They don't have young players that they're growing with. I do think there's value here. The value of growing up with those guys, to build those moments of trust and to go through those adversity moments together. In 2010, there were a lot of questions about Aaron Rodgers. And there were a lot of questions about Jordy Nelson. He's very clearly behind Jennings, Driver, Jones. He's wide receiver 4. When they had just taken him a few years prior at the top of their draft, it wasn't a first-round pick. They traded out of the first. He was supposed to be the next guy and did not look like the next guy. Week 16 against the New York Giants. Jordy Nelson lights up the Giants with the help of Aaron Rodgers. It was at the time, I think, one of the all-time great DVOA performances because the Giants defense was that good. In the postseason, Jordy Nelson puts a punctuation mark on it, catches the opening touchdown against the Pittsburgh Steelers. And from 2011, he's off and running and becomes one of the great receivers in Packers history. You can't tell me that it didn't matter that Aaron Rodgers and Jordy Nelson were coming up together, that Jordy Nelson and Aaron Rodgers played on the scout team together, that they're the same age, that they come of age at the same time. You can't tell me that Aaron Rodgers being the same age as Randall, you know, similar ages at least with Randall Cobb and James Jones didn't contribute to their relationship. And that, say, Brett Favre's age and the age of guys like Greg Jennings or James Jones didn't play into their relationship. That's just how this tends to work. Think about any coworker you have. You are just more likely. Now, you may work with a bunch of people your age that are like idiots and morons, or you might be the idiot. You don't know. Sometimes you don't know. Sometimes that's just life. And you know, the bosses, they're more your speed. That could be. But think about that. That was sort of how Aaron Rodgers seemed to feel last year. Now I'm going to throw Alan Lazard, I'm going to throw Ronald Cobb. I'm going to throw to guys that are more my age because Romeo Dobbs doesn't really know what he's doing yet. Christian Watson doesn't really know what he's doing yet. Samori Toure doesn't really know what he's doing yet. Well, when you're in the same boat with those guys and you guys are learning together, there is no hierarchy. You know, I don't mean any of this to be like, oh, well, they're going to be so much better than they were last year because Jordan Love is young and Christian Watson is young. Like, that's not what we're doing here. But I think there's benefits in growing your team together. Having young guys, you go through the battles together. There's value in that. And then you have a couple key veterans. Like, you go back and you look at that 2010 team. Aaron Rodgers, young. Jordy Nelson's young. James Jones at the time, young. Brian Bulaga, young. Sam Shields, young. Undrafted free agent, rookie. They got real contributions from those guys. But it worked because Charles Woodson's on that team. Colin Jenkins on that team. Clay Matthews, young player, by the way, on that team. You mix all of these players together and you have a Super Bowl team. Well, the Packers, Jordan Love's young. Christian Watson's young. But Kenny Clark, veteran Pro Bowler, a little bit older. Jerry Alexander, veteran Pro Bowler, all pro, just a little bit older. Now, he's not that old, but a little bit older. Rasul Douglas, a little bit older. Devondre Campbell, David Bakhtiari. You start to see the picture here. And yes, this is a young team, but in a year or two, Aaron Jones is going to be that elder statesman. If they bring back Josiah DeGuara, even, like, he's going to be that guy. Devondre Campbell, Rasul Douglas, the guys that I just mentioned, they're going to be 28, 29, 30. And that, you need that sort of balance on your team. The growth that you experience together, the scars you earn, the battle wounds that you earn together, all of that stuff can help you get to where you want to go. All right, a lot more this week on Locked On Packers. Thanks to everyone who makes Locked On Packers their first listen every day. We hope you like starting your day with us as much as we like starting our day with you. Everydayers, I appreciate you so much. Please go check out what we're doing over at The Leap. Me and Jason Hirschhorn, America's guest, cranking out the content for you. And go check out Locked On Sports today. I'd really appreciate it. We are always doing the biggest stories in sports in under 20 minutes there every single day. Locked On Sports today, wherever you get your podcasts. All right, we're going to be back tomorrow. Trevor Sikkema on the show. We're still doing rookie orientation series. We're still doing Rodgers signature series. All that stuff coming up here for you. Follow me on Twitter, Peter_Bukowski. Follow the podcast on Twitter, Locked On Packers. Like us on Facebook. Subscribe to the podcast, iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts, wherever you find your podcasts. You will find Locked On Packers. And anytime you want to come hang out with us live, when we go live on our YouTube page, Locked On Packers is the place to subscribe to that, our Locked On Packers YouTube page, so you can stay Locked On Packers.